This is Fresh Air. The new movie Warfare was inspired by the true story of a squad of U.S. Navy SEALs who found themselves under fire in Iraq in 2006. The film, which opens in theaters this week, was co-directed by Ray Mendoza, a former SEAL who was part of that squad, and Alex Garland, the British filmmaker behind such thrillers as Civil War and Ex Machina. Our film critic, Justin Chang, has this review.
In his 2024 action drama, Civil War, the British director Alex Garland imagined a dystopian America torn apart by violence. For all its echoes of the present day, I found the movie politically neutral to the point of vagueness, and I couldn't buy into its world-building. I did, however, buy into its world-destroying, which is to say, its viscerally terrifying action sequences. In staging the battle scenes, Garland worked closely with a military advisor, Ray Mendoza, a former U.S. Navy SEAL who's also lent his expertise to the war drama Lone Survivor and the video game Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Now Garland and Mendoza have reteamed on a new movie, simply titled Warfare. The two co-wrote and co-directed the film, which reconstructs an incident from the Iraq War in November 2006, when a routine mission by Mendoza and his fellow SEALs went dangerously awry. The script was drawn entirely from Mendoza's and his comrades' memories, with no attempt to fill in the war's broader context. The aim is to embed the audience with the soldiers and provide as immersive an experience of modern combat as possible. It begins at night, when a squad of SEALs break into a two-story apartment building in the city of Ramadi, known to be a hotbed of Al-Qaeda insurgency. By the next morning, they've set up a surveillance operation, but the details of their mission remain unclear, which only ratchets up the tension. There's no exposition, only terse, often indecipherable bursts of military jargon. The SEALs are played by actors including Will Poulter, Joseph Quinn, Michael Gandolfini, and, as the young Mendoza himself, DeFaro Wunatai, from the series Reservation Dogs. But we barely get to know their characters' names or backgrounds. They don't crack jokes or tell stories from back home. They haven't been given the cliché of one distinguishing personality trait apiece. Most of the time, we see and hear them functioning as a unit, and a cohesive, very well-trained one. The SEALs mostly sit quietly in wait. One sniper, Elliot, played by Cosmo Jarvis, keeps his rifle trained on a house across the street, where he suspects insurgents are hiding. And then all hell breaks loose. An unseen enemy drops a grenade into the building, making it clear that their presence has been discovered.
You hurt?
Not me?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Check on Elliot. I think our gear's still in there.
Yeah? What's wrong, up? Me?
How bad is it?
Yeah, we're gonna need a castle back.
All right.
This is Frogman 6, Romeo. We are troops in contact at our last known position. More info to follow. Stand by.
Wild Eagle Base, Wild Eagle 2-4. We are troops in contact requesting immediate air support. Over.
Alpha 2, this is 1. We've had grenades thrown into our position.
Copy, 1. We're in contact, 2.
Elliot is injured. Are we coming to you or are you coming to us?
Stand by.
Given how many films we've seen about U.S. troops in combat, from Platoon and Full Metal Jacket to Saving Private Ryan and The Hurt Locker, it's a tall order for a movie to say something new about the experience. But Warfare succeeds in part by committing to a level of moment-to-moment realism that those earlier films, even at their most harrowing, didn't strive for. Most of the story plays out in real time. And as the SEALs wait and wait for armored vehicles to bring them to safety, the directors aren't afraid to slow the pace down and draw things out to an agonizing degree. The movie's second half is at once excruciating and mesmerizing. An IED goes off, casualties are sustained, and wounds are lingered on at graphic length. You're reminded of how quickly some war movies cut away from the carnage, but Warfare doesn't. Some of its soldiers' anguished screams are still echoing in my brain. Some will find Garland and Mendoza's film too narrowly focused, to the exclusion of any deeper insight into the war. Similar critiques were leveled at The Hurt Locker, still perhaps the best American drama ever made about the Iraq War. And they're no more convincing when lobbed at warfare. Those looking for politics will find it, I think, in the way Garland and Mendoza avoid jingoism and false heroics. There are acts of heroism here, to be sure, but no glorification. And we're never allowed to forget that the American soldiers are a hostile, intrusive presence. From time to time, we see Iraqi civilian families huddling in terror in the apartment building where the SEALs have set up their operation. There are also quick glimpses of insurgents firing from rooftops across the street. At times, I wondered what kind of movie could be made about the same events from their perspective, with the same radical absence of cliché. Warfare doesn't just offer a corrective to the war movies we've seen already. It's powerful enough to leave us thinking about all the ones we still have yet to see.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed the new film, Warfare. On Monday's show, actor Richard Kind. You've seen him on countless TV shows and films in his 40-year career. Only Murders in the Building, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Spin City, Mad About You, A Serious Man, and as Bing Bong in Inside Out, just to name a few. He's now the announcer and sidekick on Everybody's Live with John Mulaney on Netflix. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Sam Brigger is our managing producer. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Biancooley.